everybody else knows how they're made. What do you think? Do you think we should explain it to them? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely. Does anyone else know somebody who likes cupcakes and rainbows? For those of you who don't know who this is Poppy from Trolls, and she loves cupcakes, but she also loves to see rainbows. And I thought we would, and glitter as well. I thought that what we would do is we'd use Poppy to help us explain. So does somebody want to hold Poppy for me? Mariam, as you're here, do you want to stand up? And now it's really important to know which way Poppy's facing. So Poppy is facing that way. And as she's facing that way, she is looking towards the rain. I need a taller person for this bit of the demonstration. I need an even taller people than you. You're really tall, but a
My
taller...
Dad.
Perfect.
My dad.
So...
I'm not
being stabbed. Over here... Over here. Thank you. We might need more than one. Thank you. And you need to face kind of this way. Yeah. So we had the rain coming down. And Poppy is facing the rain as it comes down. And as she is looking at it, she has the sunshine. Can I have another tall person? Yeah, Liam. So the sun... is behind, over here, Liam. Perfect. Is behind Poppy as she's looking towards the rain that way. Can I have a very tall person?
Jessie's not taller than me.
I'm taller than
you. Could you stand around here? Okay, so the sun is shining behind Poppy as she's looking this way at the rain, and it bounces into the rain, bounces round it a bit, and bounces back. Can I have another person to hold my... Jesse, perfect. Yes. So, it bounces... That's it. It bounces out of the rain, back... into Poppy's eyes. And what she doesn't see is this whole wall of rain. What she sees is brilliant, bright colour. Isn't that cool? I would have you stand up for the rest of the talk, but I think your arms might hurt. So thank you very much, everyone. If you want to pop it down for me, could you pop it in my bag? If you'd like to pop it in my bag for me. Because we're going to talk a bit more about that. So, that's it. If you just want to pop it back in, brilliant. That is very, very, very cool. But, does it matter? And how does that demonstration of how a rainbow works? Guys, how do you think that symbol of the rainbow works, and what does it have to do with God's faithfulness? Because it does. What do you think, Jesse?
I think his next plan to save the world is to kill Jesus, his son.
Sacrificing God's only son to save the world and putting to sacrifice all of the things that we've done and put it on Jesus.
Yeah. So that is great. Really, really good. Jesse, but how can we trust that God will do what he says? How many of you guys know somebody that never, ever, 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 ever breaks their promises? No? You've never, ever broken a promise? Has your dad never, ever asked you to tidy up your room?
I do.
You do? Every single time? Adam, is that true? You're frowning at that. Your room is so messy. It's too hard to tidy up. Well, one of the things that is brilliant about God is the fact that he never, ever breaks a promise. Now, the story that we heard came from the Bible, and I've got my version here. And there has been somebody who has looked through the Bible and has found over 8,000 promises that God made to man. 8,000 promises. Do you think that there is an example of a time that God has ever broken one of those 8,000 promises?
No?
So although it is something that we find really difficult to do, God always, always, always keeps his promises. That is really important in our story of Noah. Because what did Noah see? What did Noah witness? Can anyone tell me what happened in the story of Noah? What happened in the story of Noah? These guys, I'm sure, aren't the only ones who watched the video. Anyone else can answer? What happened in the story of Noah? Rebecca. God told him to build a really big boat. He did. Then what happened? The water came down. Was it just, you know, a little bit of drizzle? No. Was it, you know, that kind of rain which you can walk out in and it gets you soaked, but you can still get home? No. Was it the sort of rain that rains really, really, really hard and bursts the river's banks so that it floods throughout everywhere?
Yeah.
How do you think you would feel? How do you think you would feel if you saw that sort of flooding? Has anyone ever been flooded out of their home? Does anyone know any person who has been flooded out of their home? So you had to evacuate. We're really near a river here. Yeah. So I grew up in Purley, which is just a couple of miles down the road, and our house got flooded. And it's not good. It flooded because it rained so hard that the water came up and it flooded all the way through the bottom of our house. Now, we were lucky because we could be in the top part of our house. We knew it wasn't going to get us up there. But in the story of Noah, it didn't just stay in the bottom part of people's houses. It destroyed everything. Absolutely everything. How do you think Noah would have felt? How does anyone think that Noah would have felt? Sad? There was a scared over there. He would have felt scared. Noah witnessed the absolute destruction of everything apart from him and everything else that was in his boat. He would have been terrified. Absolutely terrified. Do you think that God wanted Noah to be scared of him? No? Okay, how about this then? How many of you have had your parents at some point in your life tell you to tidy up your bedroom? How many of you are the messy sort of people that thought about tidying up their bedroom and then started tidying up their bedroom and then found a game that was really good that you'd completely forgotten that you had, so you then spend the next half an hour playing that game instead of tidying up your bedroom? And how many of you start to hear the stamp of your parents as they come up the stairs and you're thinking, my bedroom looks exactly the same as it did when I started?
I tidied up, it's all, and then it got messy again.
And then it got messy again. How angry do your parents get when that happens? Crazy, I think that is. Crazy mad. Do you think that when you don't tidy your bedroom, your parents don't love you anymore? It's not true. It's pretty close, but it's not true. Do you think that your parents would really love it if you just tidied up your bedroom to show that you love them back? I know. How much do you think your mum would love it if you just tidied up your bedroom without her asking you to do it? 1,000%. God is like our parent. God doesn't want us to fear him. He wants us to know how much we love him. Or he loves us. Sorry, wrong way around. He wants us to know how much he loves us. So when he set that rainbow in the sky, it wasn't just a sign for Noah. It was a sign for everyone to come. It was a sign that he would never do this again because he loved us. Now, that doesn't mean that we didn't carry on doing bad things. We still did. But he had a plan for that. So the importance of the rainbow is actually, God really loves us. And it's a sign of how much he loves us that he's not willing to destroy things again, even though things get really bad. That's really cool. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. So when we're thinking about God and the rainbow, one of the other really important things that we need to think about is the fact that which way was Poppy facing so that she could see the rainbow? That way. Which way was the rain? The rain was right over here. So, how much rain do you think there has to be to see a rainbow? How much rain? How many raindrops do you think have to fall so that you can see a rainbow? A drizzle? There has to be over a million raindrops or a million particles of water falling to be able to see a rainbow. And you have to be facing the rain. You have to be facing that darkness so that God can then shine the light in and make it something completely different and beautiful. So how do you think that fits in with baptism? Do we think it fits in at all? No? What happens when we get baptized? What happened today to Noah? He got water on his head. He did get water on his head. Can you remember what happened to Rebecca when Rebecca got baptized? She got plunged. She did. She went right the way under, came back up. She had a good washing. You want that too? Maybe at some point, yeah? Great. Keep it down for a moment. Thank you, Liam. So actually, when we think about being washed, when Jesus comes and he comes for us, do you think that baptism is just, you know, a good washing? Do we just wash our faces because we like it? Because we're really dirty people when we come to church. You can tell me something. Yeah, so floods can be really dangerous, and we have to be really careful around water. And what God was doing when he sent the flood was he was washing the earth clean. And what we have in baptism is cleaning ourselves, but not just on the outside, it cleans us on the inside too. And then we have a choice to make. We can either trust that God loves us, or we don't trust it. They are the two options that we have. We either trust that God loves us, or we don't trust him. How we then respond to that is up to each and every one of us. And we have a chance in a minute to perhaps respond in one way through our harvest giving. But however you respond is up to each and every one of the people that is sat here today. Do we trust in God or do we not? Do we trust that he loves us or do we not? And I'm going to leave you thinking about that. Thank you, Joy.
Right, so we have heard about the rainbow and about God's faithfulness to us. And I'm pretty sure I'm speaking for everybody when I say, because I know for myself too, that when I tidied my bedrooms, tidied in bunny rabbit ears, when I tidied my bedroom and it wasn't properly tidied, that my mum and dad still loved me, but they weren't particularly happy. What they did want to know was that I cared enough to try and do not just what they asked me, but do what was good, do what was right. And so as we think about God's faithfulness today to us, and we're thankful to him, we also want to show him by doing good things. And one of those good things that we do, how many of you children, can you stand up for me? You stand up? Jesse, you're not even listening to me. Can you stand up? Adam, stand up. Josh, stand up. Alex, stand up. Peter, stand up. Ben, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. If today is harvest, what things do you think that we do to show God, a bit like tidying your bedrooms, and I want to encourage you all to tidy your bedrooms today. It's not too hard. If your room is small, then it should be easier. What are we doing today for harvest to show God, a bit like tidying our rooms to show our parents that we love them? What do we do for God today on harvest to show him that we love him and we want to respond to his love and faithfulness to us by what we do? What are we doing today, Peter?
Digging up plants.
Digging up plants? Well, we might do that. Are you going to be doing some gardening this afternoon? Maybe. What else do we do on harvest services that there might be a bit of a clue somewhere else in the room?
We give food to other people.
We share the food that we have. We share with others. We give food to those people who perhaps don't have enough themselves.
Things that they need, like toilet paper or washing powder.
There might be lots of things that they need. Absolutely. You can't have the hot dogs. They're for somebody else. Right. So right now we're going to respond to God with some singing. During this song, which is a song about God's faithfulness to us. It's the song Guardian. If you would like to, and if you've brought harvest gifts, then bring them to the front. If you've brought money to give to Faith Christian Group, then please do bring that forward as well and just leave it on the table at the front. But this is that moment when we say to God, we are thankful for all that you've given us, for your faithfulness, and we want to share that and show your love to others. So if you've got stuff, then do, during this song, bring it forwards.